You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Wednesday, March the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and this is going to be a very interesting section of Law and Gospel, because we're going to be talking about how you may be singing hymns that you love, but do not understand them properly. You see, I've often said that a pastor not only is to explain the original languages of the Bible, but also the English. A lot of people will read or sing the English in a hymn and not realize how different it is in its understanding of reality than other hymns. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you have free will when you are born? Now that means you can make choices, not only in the earthly realm, but also in the heavenly realm. There are a number of churches that believe yet today, as churches, that you can make a choice to become a Christian. In fact, they have it in their theology. Probably the best person who did that often was Billy Graham. At the end of every sermon, he would encourage you to make a decision for Jesus Christ. Now, when you think about that, that makes sense if you have free will to do that. But we are talking here about individuals who have not found the faith in Jesus Christ. They are unable to make a decision for Jesus Christ, because that takes the power of the Holy Spirit. They may even sing hymns that give the impression that they are saved by their decision. But in reality, proper Christian hymns never give that impression. What is the most important hymn that you sang as a child? Maybe it was taught to you by your parents. Maybe it was part of the liturgy in a Sunday school. It's a well-known hymn. It was by Anna B. Warner. She died in 1953. And she wrote this hymn. I'll give you the first line, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Jesus loves me, this I know. Now, that's a very, very important hymn, because it is talking about the fact that Jesus loves you. But then it goes on to say how you have come to understand this love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Now, people sing that, but they don't often understand it. In other words, they don't understand that the reason why they know that Jesus loves them is because the Bible reveals it to them. Now, if the Bible reveals it to you, then it is telling you something that you are unaware of. And that's what this hymn does. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Now, how are we weak? Well, little ones refers to those who have not yet been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. They have not realized the faith that is necessary to have in order to be saved. And that faith is a gift given to individuals who are born as sinners. They are reborn in a different way. How does that happen? Well, it tells us in the second verse, Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. Now, what does that mean? That means that heaven is not open to you until Jesus dies and until you receive the gift of the forgiveness of sins. You are unaware that Jesus died for you. But it's more than that, because sure, Jesus died on the cross. But how does that affect you? How does that come over to you that he dies on the cross? Well, the next line says something very important. He has washed away my sin. Let his little child come in. Now, what is that talking about? When were your sins washed away? They were washed away in the waters of baptism. And what does that mean, they were washed away? Well, remember the Egyptians were chasing the Israelites. And, of course, they were stuck at the Red Sea. But then the Red Sea opened, so the Israelites were able to cross over. But then the Egyptians started chasing them, and they got all worried, because just as they had crossed the Red Sea, here comes the Egyptians across dry land. But then they were washed away by the waves coming back over the dry land. And when that happened, the army died. So here, in a very, very simple child's hymn, you have the essence of the Christian faith. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. We don't sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for I've decided to let him into my life. No. This Bible verse in this hymn is very, very important, because it shows that faith is a gift from God, a gift that he gives you in order to be saved. It's not something you decide to have, because when it comes to spiritual matters, the old Adam has no ability to make such a decision. We are born against God, in rebellion against God. And when someone is in rebellion against God, there's no way that they're going to receive Jesus Christ into their heart. Instead, this very simple hymn says what needs to happen. Number one, you need to know the revelation from the Bible that Jesus loves you. Number two, you need to know it not by making a decision, because the Bible tells me so. Number three, you need to know why he loves you so much, because he died on the cross. Number four, you need to realize what his death did. Heaven's gates to open wide. Then next you need to know, well, how do you get to heaven's gates? You're a sinner here on earth. Well, he has washed away your sin. And that's how he lets you as a child come in. This is a wonderful teaching of the Christian church. We are saved by grace, through faith, not on account of our works, so that nobody can boast, I'm a Christian, because I decided to invite Christ into my heart. No, that just doesn't happen. This is why choosing proper hymns for a Sunday are so important. And it's why a lot of times in my sermon, I will look back to the hymns we sang, the opening hymn, the sermon hymn, and the hymn at the closing, and tell the people what they really mean. This is found in many, many hymns. For example, another well-known hymn, I Know My Faith Is Founded. Now, what is your faith founded on? On Jesus Christ, my God and Lord. Here we refer to Jesus in the same way that Thomas did on the night that he saw the resurrected Jesus. My God and my Lord. And this, my faith confessing, unmoved, I stand on what? My obedience? My decision? No. Unmoved, I stand on his sure word. Our reason cannot fathom the truth of God profound. In other words, the reason of an individual who has not received the faith from the Holy Spirit cannot understand this truth of God profound. In fact, it goes on, who trusts in human wisdom relies on shifting ground. So if you trust your reason and you say, I made a decision for Jesus, guess what? You're relying on shifting ground. The verse goes on. God's word is all sufficient. It makes divinely sure. And trusting in its wisdom, my faith shall rest secure. So what is our faith founded on? It is not founded on our free will that made a decision. That is false teaching. In fact, that's what the devil does. He comes to you and says, well, you're a wise person. Don't you realize that you can come to faith by making the decision? And we believe that. Why does the devil tempt us in that way? Because he wants to make sure that we do not rely on Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we don't rely on the Word of God alone, but we think we can rely on our own thinking, our own reason. How many times have you sung that hymn, Jesus loves me, this I know, and not realize how important the second part is, for the Bible tells me so. These hymns are really, really important. That's why when you come to worship, don't just sing the hymn. Read it and understand its words. We'll take a look at another well-known hymn. The Church's One Foundation. Now, what is the Church's One Foundation? It's Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by what? Water and the Word. Now you may ask, who does the she refer to? It's not referring to Jesus Christ because he's a male. It's referring to the church. It has one foundation, and that is Jesus Christ. And therefore, the church, she, is his new creation. And then it tells you again how that came about. By water and the word. Now, a lot of people think that even as a fallen human being, they go looking for Jesus. And when they find him, then they make a decision to believe in him. That contradicts the parable of the lost sheep. It's Jesus who goes finds the lost sheep, picks it up, and carries it home. This verse says this new thing. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. That's why the church is feminine, because she is the bride of Jesus Christ. He is the groom. And then the verse goes on and explains how you came to be a member of the Church of God. With his own blood, he bought her, and for her life, he died. Boy, you cannot find a better summary of the Christian faith than this hymn. The Church's One Foundation. See, a lot of people believe that they make a decision for Jesus. They elect him to be their Redeemer. But verse 2 says the opposite. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. What does that mean? With every grace endued. Grace is God's gift to you. It is giving you something you do not deserve. And what does he give you? He gives you faith. And what is faith? Faith is trust in the Word of God. Faith is that which a person has given to him by the Holy Spirit. The day of Pentecost is a wonderful holy day. 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came and he endued faith upon those who were poor sinners, enemies of God. Why did he do that? Because he knew you had no opportunity to be able to elect Jesus to be your Redeemer. You could not make a decision for him. So he made a decision for you. And that's how Jesus Christ, the Lord, became the church's one foundation. And she is his new creation by water and the Word. There are many hymns in the hymnal that talk about this baptism. We call it a sacrament, which means it is a holy work of God. The pastor may be saying the words. The pastor may be applying the water. But whether infant or adult, the results are the same. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You receive the gift of the forgiveness of sins. And you receive faith, where God puts you into a right relationship with Jesus Christ. This is the good news of the Christian faith. God does all the work in saving you. You don't do any of the work. God does it alone. And he does it by sending the Holy Spirit to give you the results of Christ's death and resurrection, so that indeed John 3:16 is true. For God, referring to God the Father, so loved the world, referring to people who are sinners, that he gave his only begotten Son, referring to Jesus Christ, that all who believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And that everlasting life does not begin when you die. It begins at the very moment that you are washed by the water of the Word. Because it's simple water, but it's not simple Word. the pastor says, I baptize you into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's a sacred act. In the same way that later in life after confirmation, older individuals receive the Lord's Supper. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood, given to you for the forgiveness of sins. So the point of this lesson is to get you to not just sing the hymns, but oftentimes the organist will play the tune ahead of time. Gives you an opportunity to look at the words, to see what they really mean. And you will find that many of the proper Christian hymns really mean that you are saved by grace, through faith, on account of Jesus Christ, not by any decision you make, because you may have free will when it comes to earthly things, but there is no free will when it comes to spiritual. Faith is God's gift for you. Join us tomorrow for a continued conversation on law and gospel. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.